Amen. The portion of Scripture for our meditation this evening is recorded for us in the 19th verse of Luke chapter 2. Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. Dear fellow believers in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, did you know? That's the title of our service today. Did you know? In a bit, you're going to hear the children telling you facts as they ask you that question again and again, facts of the Christmas story. Did you know that Jesus did this for you? Obviously, that title, it stems from that well-known Christmas hymn, Mary, Did You Know? And we're going to hear that song in a bit. That song is as if the person singing the song is talking to Mary herself shortly after she gave birth. Did you know that your little baby is such and such? Did you know that he would go on and do this? As you listen to the children today, you're going to hear them recite the well-known words from Luke chapter 2. And in verse 19, we see our verse that we're meditating on this evening. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. But what exactly are all these things that Mary took to mind and she thought about continuously? What exactly did Mary know? Well, she most certainly started pondering and thinking about things about 9 months before she ever gave birth to Christ. Mary was young, maybe 13, 14, 15 years old, and yet she was engaged, pledged to be married to Joseph, which was pretty common at that time and that age. Obviously, she was looking forward to her wedding and spending the rest of her life with Joseph. But then something threw a wrench in her plans somewhat. An angel came down from heaven and said, "You're going to be pregnant." Impossible, she thought to herself. I'm not married yet, and therefore I'm still a virgin. But her child wasn't going to be any ordinary child. The power of the Most High will come upon her. So her child would be called the Son of God. He would be conceived by the Holy Spirit. So she would give birth to God. Just think of all the questions that Mary would have had running through her mind. On top of that list probably was, why me? Why did you choose me? You've been promising this Messiah for thousands of years. And of all the virgins who lived and all the virgins who live at my time, why did you choose me? Gabriel's, the angel's answer to Mary, gives us a clue. He called her, "O highly favored one." And later he said that you have found favor with God. It wasn't because Mary was something special. It wasn't because Mary had earned or deserved some special favor with God. It's simply the fact that God showed love to her and chose her despite who she was. Out of love and mercy, God chose Mary. Perhaps you've asked that same question to yourself. Why me? Out of the billions of people in this world, why did God choose me? Why did He bring me to faith? Why does He call me His own dear child? Well, it's not something you've earned or deserved. He didn't choose you because He liked you or because you were a nice person or because He thinks you're cool. By nature, we're not God-pleasing. We're selfish. We think about ourselves. By nature, we're not His children. By nature, we want nothing to do with God, and yet God chose you. He chose you to be saved through faith in His Son who came down from heaven. And He chose you for the same reason He chose Mary. Out of love. Out of love. He had mercy and compassion on you, not because you've earned or deserved it, but simply out of love, He chose you to be saved. Soon after Gabriel gave that announcement to Mary, she headed south to visit her relative Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist. And when Elizabeth saw Mary, she said to her, "Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Those words hit home with Mary. The child in her womb was none other than the Lord Himself, the one who created the world, the one who called Moses out of the burning bush, the God of free and faithful grace, the great I Am. She was giving birth to the Lord. And that caused her to break out into her famous song, the Song of Mary. Now that entire song is great. But perhaps the most important line is the second one. "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." She sang a song of thanks and praise to the Lord. She knew that she didn't deserve any of this. She knew that she was a sinner who constantly failed to obey God's commands, who failed to live up to the level of perfection that God demanded of her, and she deserved nothing but God's wrath and punishment. And yet she also knew that that child growing in her belly was none other than the Lord, the God, and also her Savior. Perhaps she didn't know exactly how He was going to save her. He probably didn't know that He was going to suffer and die on a cross as He took our sins upon Himself, or that He would suffer through the pain and agony of eternal damnation when His Father forsook Him, or that 3 days after He died, He rose from the dead to guarantee us an eternal life with Him in heaven forever. At that time, she didn't know all the details. And yet, she did know that her baby was her Savior. We know that too. We know that Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies about Him, including the one that Gabriel told to Joseph. He will save His people from their sins. Today is not just a birthday. Today we celebrate God becoming flesh. Today we celebrate the coming of our Savior. And so we do the same thing tonight that Mary did. We break out in a song, songs of thanks and praise. We're here not just to watch these cute kids sing some songs and to recite the Christmas story. We're here to worship a child. Not just any child, but Christ, the Savior of the world, who came down from heaven in order to save us. Eventually, that day finally came. Not exactly as Mary had planned it, and probably nothing like Mary had planned it. No room in the inn, so she ended up giving birth in a barn, placing the Son of God in a manger. But nevertheless, Jesus was born. And then soon afterwards, a group of shepherds stopped by, telling her that angels appeared to them in the sky and told them that a Savior has been born for them. He is not just the Savior. He is Christ, the Messiah, the long-promised Savior, and He's also the Lord. So they praised and worshiped their Savior, and then they ran off to tell other people what they had heard and seen. And then left by themselves once again was Mary, Jesus, and Joseph. And that's where Luke records our verse for today, that Mary pondered all, treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. All of these things. From an angel coming down to talk to a weak and humble virgin, to giving birth to the Son of God, the long-promised Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Lord Himself, to the words of Elizabeth and John the Baptist jumping in her womb, to the shepherds praising and thanking and worshiping a newborn baby. With angels announcing his arrival. All these things Mary treasured up, kept them in mind, pondered them and contemplated them all the days of her life, and you can rest assured that she remembered all the minute details as if they happened yesterday. This evening, you are going to be reminded of all these things, and then some, as you listen to the children. Keep them in mind. Treasure them. Consider their meaning for you and for your eternal life. And ponder them in your heart. Not just tonight, but continue to do so. And not just tonight or tomorrow, but the day after that, and the day after that, for the rest of your life, treasure all these things and ponder them. For it's not just Mary's son who was born. No, Mary's son is also your Savior. Amen. Now to him who gave up the glories and riches of heaven so that we might join him in everlasting glory forever. To him be glory and honor and praise forever and ever. Amen.